We checked with the Chamber of Commerce. No one seems to know how many Black-owned businesses there are in Lincoln. One of them, though, is a restaurant called Fly Dogs. It specializes in hot dogs. Marcus Pearson wasn't impressed the first time he tried a hot dog in Lincoln.
I was eating a hot dog at a place that we won't name in town, and it was disgusting. It was horrible. It was nasty.
The Colorado native solution? Sell them from his home.
I quit my job, went to Sam's Club, bought like $700 worth of stuff, and we started delivering hot dogs from the house.
That's how Fly Dogs began. 4 years of saving, finding investors, and a location. A difficult process, especially when you're Black.
This is the reality we live in, okay? If you understand your reality, you understand what you have to go through.
A 2018 study by BlackEnterprise.com found 80% of Black business owners said finding willing investors was the most challenging part of running their business.
You couldn't look at the situation any other way than saying, yeah, they're making a judgment purely off that person's background and skin color.
Sam Nelson has seen discrimination against his wife, who's Hispanic. He directs the Center for Entrepreneurship at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
If we're looking at equity-based financing, it is very, very skewed towards white males.
5 miles east of Fly Dogs is one of Lincoln's newest Black business. It's a barbershop called Corn Coast Cuts.
I did not want to say it, but it's like, bro, it is what it is, because obviously it's not supposed to be easy, but it's not supposed to be this hard.
Meet Hakeem Muhammad, better known by his rap name, Hakeem.
My calculations will get my people.
Music, Hakeem's main passion, and clothing all had to be a part of his barbershop.
You're always gonna catch, you know, a barber rocking some newest clothes and stuff. It's so synonymous, like everybody can relate within the culture. So it's like, once I realized, like, hold on, I can merge all three.
A 24-year-old Black man with a three-part business. It's something Hakeem says white landowners question.
We was on our hands and knees. I had a sledgehammer to walls. I was up on a 10-foot ladder using 60, 70 spray paint cans, laughing and saying we're gonna get mesothelioma.
Regardless of statistics, regardless of race, Hakeem persevered.
I could tell you every nook and cranny in this place. Why would I want to give that up?
And he shouldn't, says Sam Nelson.
We need everyone that's part of America to be part of that process. That's what makes us us. We need entrepreneurs that reflect our society.
Reporting for KRNU, I'm Allie Snow.